worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he being dead still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, "In Isaac your seed shall be called," concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave instructions concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's command. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians attempting to do so were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak, and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness, were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in dens, they wandered in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise, God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Verses 1 through 40, all of Hebrews chapter 11. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word, and thank you for how that your word guides us, molds us, shapes us, helps us to become more and more like the Lord Jesus Christ with every passing day. Thank you for how that your word empowers our life of faith and strengthens our faith life day by day. Father, more and more, help us to be believers that are wise enough to run after you every day, to seek you in prayer faithfully, to seek you in prayer daily in your word, and to seek you in obedience to your word as well. And Lord, help us to grow in our understanding of the fact that our calling is to know you and to follow you one day at a time, one step at a time, faithfully and passionately. Thank you for the privilege of being a part of your blessed and wonderful family, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time.
Father, we are thankful for your word, for that lamp into our feet and light into our path. We're thankful for the guide it's been throughout our Christian life. We're thankful, Father, for your mercy that you show us. You know we don't pursue your word the way we should, but continue to give us mercy, Father. Give us hearts more and more that would want to dig deep into your word, to cling to all the truths there, to see your word as the great treasure that it is. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We want to continue to remind our listeners about this important truth, that this important matter. The AFA Easter buttons are now available for you to wear and share with others. They feature the message, He Lives. You can order your buttons today at theafastore.net. And while you're there, we encourage you to check out some of the other resources that we do have available for you at the AFA store. Again, that's afastore.net, and hope that you will take a look there. I want to ask every single listener to be mindful. Please remember to pray daily for the ministry of the American Family Association as a whole and for the broadcast, the Hour of Intercession, each of the broadcasts. You know, it's serious work, serious business for each of us to seek to live as individual believers and as ministries, to be vessels through which the Holy Spirit can work through every single day. You know, it's so serious that we recognize that, like it or not, spiritual warfare is all around us. Every one of us are dealing with it. We're running into it. And keep in mind, it's serious in that, for example, in John chapter 10, verse 10, it lays out for us the job description of the devil. It says, "The thief comes not before to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly." How important it is that we understand that, sadly, Satan is serious about doing his job and carrying out his job description. He comes not before to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I was recently listening to a very sad story of a lady who had a friend who there. Well, a close relative had taken their own life in suicide. Well, that's just one more indication of the reality of the devil carrying out his job description. He's trying to destroy as many lives through whatever means he's able to. So we continue to encourage and invite you to pray much for the ministry of AFA, because amongst other things, one of our goals is to be a vessel that the Spirit of God can help save as many people as possible, as well as help disciple and encourage believers in their daily walk with the Lord. So your prayers are very, very much needed. I want to remind you also, too, we're still asking for listener testimonies coming up to our Spring Share-a-thon. We're gathering listener stories, listener testimonies now to play during our Share-a-thon, and we'd really like to hear from you. If the Lord has used American Family Radio in your life in some way, if God has reached through this radio network to strengthen you and your family in your walk as disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, we'd appreciate really hearing from you. Please share your story. Simply call and share for a minute or two, and you can call this number to share your listener testimony, 1-877-876-8893. Again, that's 1-877-876-8893. We certainly hope to hear from you. Today, we're looking specifically at the topic, God's Word, Wisdom and Grace for All of Life. Again, God's Word, Wisdom and Grace for All of Life. And you know, on an ongoing basis, pretty consistently, I try to challenge believers to set a goal, a reading goal of reading at least 3 chapters in the Bible every day. And if one was to ask me, well, why do you do that so much? Well, you know, the fact is, there's no such thing as getting too much of God's Word. You know, God's Word is the oxygen of life. God's Word is the key to all of life. God's Word is the source of all wisdom for all of life. So as today, as we look at this specific topic, I want you to listen very seriously. Again, the topic, God's Word, Wisdom and Grace for All of Life. Keep this in mind. God's Word cures all the ills of life. God's Word cures every ill in life. And so keep in mind, there are a lot of problems people face today. The biggest problem human beings face is their lack of knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Because people that don't know Jesus, sadly, they're on their way to an eternal hell, a terrible place. And the fact is, once people die, that's it. They no longer have the opportunity to even hear the gospel and respond to it. When they die, if they don't know Jesus, they're going to spend all eternity in an eternal hell. On the other hand, if they have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life and they're living for the Lord, whenever their life ends here, they have the most glorious life they could ever experience waiting for them on the other side of death. Again, that same scripture I quoted, it says, the thief comes not before to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Again, I'm not able to overemphasize the fact that Jesus Christ is abundant life. He is abundant life. And the moment a person receives him as his Lord and Savior, they have the key to life living on the inside of them. And whenever that person leaves this world again, the greatest life that they can ever experience will be waiting for them on the other side of death's door. So as believers, it's critical that we're living for Jesus Christ every day and recognize this. We're to be available vessels that God can use every day because our goal should be to take as many people with us to heaven as we possibly can. So I want to encourage you to keep that very important goal in mind. And our goal, again, is to live as available vessels that the Spirit of God can use every single day. So we'll be looking at, again, as I mentioned, the topic, God's Word, Wisdom and Grace for All of Life. And on the other side of the break, we'll be sharing further. But let me remind you once again, my email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. Pretty regularly, we're encouraging you to email us to ask for some of the prayer resources because one of our goals with sharing the prayer resources is for you to both use them for you and your family and the discipleship of your family, but also the goal is also that you would in turn pass them on to others because that way you and I are co-workers in discipling others. Did you know that simply forwarding and sharing the discipleship materials, the prayer materials with others can be life-changing? For some people, they're going to come to know Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives. They'll be saved, but others will begin to really grow and grow strong as they put these prayer tools and discipleship tools to work. Again, jparker@afa.net is the email to use to ask us for some of those prayer tools and discipleship tools. We'll be right back.
Things you do. You're the beginning and the end. You're the peace I find within. You're a great God. You are great. You're a great God. You are great.
You are strong and mighty.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no one else like you.
No one can
you
do
are
the things. You're the beginning and the end.
You're the peace of mind within.
You're a
great.
Yes, you are.
Music of Jennifer Meikle. Great God. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're looking at the topic, God's Word, Wisdom and Grace for All of Life. The words of Psalm 1 tell us these words. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, or sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Psalm, all of Psalm 1. And keep in mind, Psalm 1 is the first psalm in the book of Psalms, which contains 150 psalms. But it's beautiful and powerful to consider that God used this psalm, this six-verse psalm, to introduce the whole book of Psalms. One of the chief themes of the book of Psalms is worship. Yet another critically important theme is the power of the Word of God in the book of Psalms as well. And Psalm 1 talks about the importance of being a diligent student of God's word. Verse 2, once again, says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Keep in mind, when you're reading the word of God, you're listening to the voice of Jesus. And if you wonder, well, what does Jesus' voice sound like? Well, actually, when you're hearing me read the word of God, Jesus sounds a lot like me. And when you're reading the Bible out loud, Jesus sounds a lot like you. But not so critical how his voice sounds per se, but it's when you hear what he has to say and take it to heart. You obey it, you live it. Keep in mind, the word of God is Jesus, and Jesus is the word of God, and Jesus can do anything. So when a believer is reading the word of God, something supernatural is happening. Now you might think, well, when I read the Bible, sometimes I don't feel particularly supernatural. Well, that's okay. You don't have to, but still something supernatural is happening. The God of the universe is talking to you. He's speaking words of blessing, words of power, words of wisdom, eternal wisdom. And so remember, God's word is a book full of wisdom and it's full of grace. So you're literally consuming grace when you read God's powerful word. So a very important challenge for us as believers is reading, our time reading and meditating on God's word needs to be a very high priority for us every day. But not only should it be a high priority for us every day, also we as parents, we need to make it a high priority to plant the powerful Word of God in the hearts and the minds of our children. There's nothing our children need more than the powerful Word of God. So parents, when you start the habit of having your children each to read, say, 3 chapters or so out loud to you, yes, something supernatural is happening in the heart and the mind of your child. Even if they don't want to particularly read, and the only reason they're reading is because you've told them, you're still blessing them tremendously because they're consuming the eternal Word of God. That Word, even though the child may not understand it at all, that Word is ministering to his or her mind, body, and spirit. It's blessing them. It's pouring grace, peace, power, and encouragement into their mind and their life. And remember, when you're reading God's Word, you're not just taking in information. The Spirit of God is reaching into your mind and your heart and your life and molding and shaping you to become more and more like Jesus Christ. Time in God's Word is never wasted time. God is always doing something important in your heart and your life as you're reading and meditating on His Word. Your time in His Word each day is your one-on-one appointment with Jesus Christ. And remember, Jesus will spend as much time with you as you'll spend with Him. Now, ask yourself the question, who's busier, you or Jesus? Jesus is a whole lot busier than we are, yet He will still take all the time with you as you will take with Him. If you think, well, how can He do that when He has to deal with millions and millions of people all over the world? Well, don't worry about that. He's God. He knows how to do that. God can spend, and Jesus can spend more time and more concentrated attention with 1 million people at once than you or I can spend with one single person. Well, He's God. He can do things like that because He's God. So be sure that you're making time, spending that one-on-one time with the Lord. Why is that important? Because God is molding and shaping on you. And keep in mind, not only should we be making God's Word a high priority in our lives and spending time in His Word, again, parents, we're to teach and train our children to do the same, to spend time in His Word, and simply having them to read out loud to you every day is so productive. It is much more productive than you or I even comprehend. Why? Because Jesus has the chance to work and mold and shape on our children as we're having them read God's Word out loud. And then, of course, afterwards, taking the time to talk about what you've read is a very fruitful and a very wise thing to do. Again, I would challenge every parent to do that. And we're also called, again, as Matthew 28, chapter 28, lets us know in verses 19 and 20, we're to be carrying out the Great Commission. We're to go into all the world and make disciples. We're to help believers learn how to walk with the Lord. So as you encourage believers in their prayer life and you encourage them to spend more time in prayer, you're helping to do the work of making disciples. When you encourage believers to read the Word of God, when you encourage and challenge them to set a reading goal of like reading 3 chapters a day, you're helping to make disciples. When you encourage believers to read God's Word and to obey it, you're helping to make disciples. And keep in mind, it's critical that we understand that the Great Commission is a critical command for the church to be involved in every day of our lives. Lives are at stake. So doing the work of making disciples is very, very important. You know, I want to share once again, I've mentioned before about the book I've had the privilege of writing and having published entitled The Intercession Chronicles. I would challenge you both to get the book for yourself, to use it as a tool to disciple your own family in spiritual growth disciplines and in their prayer life, because it's a tool to help encourage and to challenge you to make prayer a much higher priority of your life. It's a tool also to help set your life on fire with the spirit of prayer. But not only would I encourage you to get it and use it for yourself, I would encourage you to prayerfully consider giving it as a gift to others that you know that either don't know Christ as Lord and Savior and need to be saved, or others who you know really need to grow in the Lord and grow stronger in their walk with the Lord, to grow stronger in their prayer life as well. Why? Because all of us need to be set on fire with the spirit of prayer. And the book is a tool to help do that. Just a reminder again, if you'd like to get the book, go to liferichpublishing.com to get the book. The title again is The Intercession Chronicles. Go to liferichpublishing.com, or you can get it at Barnes & Noble as well. It will soon be in the AFA bookstore. Not quite yet, but will be soon as well. But again, a tool to help you make disciples as well. Remember, God's Word, amongst other things, is a book of answers. Answers to all the problems, all the challenges, all the difficulties of life. So as we're looking at the topic, God's Word, wisdom and grace for all of life, remember, God's Word really does have the answer to everything, every challenge, every difficulty, every problem in life. You know, in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 1, a familiar chapter, and as we've mentioned before, Genesis chapter 1 introduces us not only to the book of Genesis, it introduces us to the whole Bible. And God, who's the author of the whole book, the Bible, the Word of God, He chose to introduce Himself and His Word by sharing the powerful words of Genesis chapter 1. Let's take time to look at them. Genesis chapter 1, starting at verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Then God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." Thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. Then God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear," and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters He called seas, and God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth," and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind, and God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the third day. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth," and it was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Then God said, "Let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens." So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." So the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth, each according to its kind," and it was so. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God He created him, male and female He created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food. Also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food," and it was so. Then God saw everything that He had made, And indeed, it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Verses 1 through 31, all of Genesis chapter 1. Again, the chapter that introduces both the book of Genesis and introduces all of the Word of God. God chooses to introduce His Word and Himself by telling us about the beautiful and the mighty creation that He created. And remember, just the story of creation all by itself is one that, to be quite honest with you, is far beyond our comprehension. Remember this, there are millions of stars, and God created every single one of them. And the Bible also alludes to the fact that God knows every star by name. And you know, God, of all the billions of people on the planet, God knows every person by name. But not only does He know every person by name, He knows the number of the hairs on the head of every person in the world. God is far beyond our ability to comprehend how important it is that we commit our lives to Him and we simply follow Him. Thank you, Lord, for being El Shaddai, the God who's more than enough. Thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Thank you for being our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords. You are all our all in all. More and more, help us to learn to be wise enough to run after You every day in Your Word and in obedience to Your Word as well. We thank You and we praise You. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're looking today at the topic, God's Word, Wisdom and Grace for All of Life. We'll be right back. Music of Lincoln Brewster, More Than Amazing. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're looking today at the topic, God's Word, Wisdom and Grace for All of Life. Sharing now from the book of Psalms, Psalm 23, beginning at verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Verses 1 through 6, all of Psalm 23. You know, it's this particular psalm in the book of Psalms is probably one of, if not the most favorite passage in all of the Word of God all over the world. It's a very popular passage, but at the same time, it's a very powerful and practical passage as well. And it speaks of the Lord being our shepherd, and we don't have to live in want. A challenge to every single listener, especially to persons who have never made that all-important step of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior. Remember this, in life, like it or not, we all desperately need a shepherd. The reason being is because we live in a world where people often feel lost, feel without guidance and direction. It's like they're living life without a compass, without direction, because this world is so full of darkness, danger, trouble, difficulty. There's so much that people despair over in this day and time. But remember, Jesus is the anchor for all of life. He's the answer for all of life, the answer for all the problems, the difficulties, the trials. God's word carries the wisdom that we need in life to navigate life wisely, productively, and fruitfully. The purpose in life is to know, your purpose and my purpose in life is to know Jesus Christ and to follow him. Very simply, to know Jesus Christ and to follow him. One of the reasons why we're all called to be diligent students of Scripture, why it's very critical that we're faithfully reading and meditating on God's Word every day, is because remember, the Word of God are the words that our eternal Creator, our Heavenly Father, are speaking to us. You know, the fact is, when human beings talk and talk and talk, we talk too much. But this is reality. The only one that never talks too much is God. Now, God is always talking, but his words are eternal. They're eternal wisdom. They carry eternal blessing. And as we hear his words, it blesses our lives. It edifies our lives. It ministers to us in all kinds of wonderful ways. So the only one that can fruitfully keep talking all the time and never do wrong is God. God is always talking, and his words always bless. They are always exploding with grace and mercy and encouragement. So as we take the time to listen to God's word, it will always bless your life and make your life fuller and richer. So for persons that have never made the all-important step of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior, you need to get saved. You need to come to know Christ, because remember, your whole purpose in life is wrapped up in knowing Jesus and following him. Without Jesus, you will never fulfill your purpose. Without Jesus, you will never fulfill the destiny that you were created to fulfill. Jesus is the key to that destiny. He's the source of that destiny. He's the empowering one that empowers you to fulfill that destiny. So it's critically important that you make that step and decide, yes, I want to give my life to Jesus. And yes, I want to step into my purpose. Yes, I want to step into my destiny that God created for me long before I was born. Yes, I want to fulfill the eternal purposes of God. God made you, and he knows where you belong in the scheme of all of creation. And he's ready to plug you in, but the key is we need to place ourselves in his hands. So remember, God's word really is the source of all wisdom and grace. And God's word is wisdom and grace for all of life. If you're listening and you've never made that step of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior, I want to invite you to pray this prayer with me even now, because today is a good day to get saved. Today is a good day to decide that you're going to invite Jesus Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior and allow him to begin to help you to fulfill your God-ordained destiny that was created for you long before you ever were born into this world. God is your purpose. So knowing him and following him, that's what we're called to do. And when we read God's word and simply obey his word, we're stepping into the eternal purposes of God, the eternal will of God. Simply obeying his word and obeying and following his spirit, we're stepping into the eternal purposes of God. So if you would, pray this prayer with me if you desire to ask Jesus Christ into your heart as Lord and Savior. If you want to be saved today, would you simply pray this prayer from your heart as the Lord is listening to you pray this prayer? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came to this world a long time ago. You lived your life, and you died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, You rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I do confess, I have sinned and done wrong in many ways, Lord. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've ever done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. In your word, the Bible, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, right now, I'm calling on your name. Lord Jesus, save me, fill me with your Spirit, help me to live for you all my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, we really do want to hear from you. Simply email us at jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. And what we're wanting to do is to share with you some resources that will help you to really begin to grow and grow strong in your walk with the Lord. And if you're listening and you prayed that prayer with us as a rededication prayer, again, same thing. Again, if you'd like to get some of the prayer resources and discipleship resources that we provide, we're glad to share them with you. And we're encouraging you to use them for yourself and for family members, discipleship for you and your family. But also, please do forward them and share them with others, because again, so many people that you and I know need to come to know Jesus Christ. And so many people that you and I know need to really begin to grow and grow strong in their walk with the Lord. We're all called to be disciples, that is, people who are learning to follow Jesus and following him day by day. So that's a challenge we lay before you. Get them for yourself, but also get them and pass them on to others as well. Hope you'll take the time to do that. Well, again, we've been looking at the topic, God's Word, Wisdom and Grace for All of Life. And I want to share within the last few moments of our time that it's so important that we grasp why it's important to live a life of faith and obedience as well. Remember this, that the chapter that we read at the beginning of the broadcast was Hebrews chapter 11, which is also often known as the Hall of Fame of Faith or the Faith chapter. Well, faith is simply hearing, it involves hearing God's Word and believing it. And one of the expressions of a life of faith is a life of obedience. You know, to obey the word of God, of course, is one of the ways whereby we live a life of faith, because again, as we obey it, we've heard it and we choose to obey it. That too is an expression of faith as well. So in all of the life of a believer, it's very important that we understand obedience allows us to live a life where we're letting God be God in our lives. Remember, the Bible is a book full of God's wisdom. And remember, you and I don't have to be that smart to follow Jesus. We just need to be wise enough to hear what he has to say and do what he has to say. Because the fact is, no matter how smart or wise we might think we are, God is infinitely wiser and smarter than we are. And we're very wise to simply hear his word and obey it. Whatever God tells you to do, simply do it. Hear it and obey it. Obedience is one very important form of faith, and faith and obedience allow us to move and work in the supernatural realm. When you hear God's word and obey it, something supernatural happens. Now, you might think, well, I obey the word of God in this area, in this way or in that way, and I don't see anything particularly supernatural. You don't have to see it. To hear the word of God and obey it, it's a supernatural act and activity. Take, for example, when you pray, the Bible tells us, pray without ceasing in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Well, the fact is, when you pray and ask God for something, and when you pray in faith according to his word, God hears you and God moves on your behalf. In other words, God does something with his supernatural hand that he would not have done had you not asked. So God does something that actually is supernatural in nature. And remember, everything God does is eternal. So as you hear God, and as you pray to God and God hears and answers your prayer, something eternal and supernatural has happened because you did what God called you to do. He tells us to pray without ceasing. We're called to be a people given to prayer. I would challenge you to pray for your prayer life every day. In fact, pray the prayer of Jabez over your prayer life every single day. That's a wise thing to do. Father, thank you, Lord, for every single listener. Thank you for each person that's listening in today. And thank you for each of our prayer lives. Thank you for the opportunity for us to grow in our understanding of how important it is that we make prayer a high priority in our lives. Father, bless each of our prayer lives indeed. Expand each of their territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon them. Keep them from evil that they may not cause pain. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. One of the prayer tools we do share is called Kingdom Prayers, and it has at least 10 different prayers based or drawn from the Word of God that I would encourage you to email us to get it and begin to pray those prayers every single day. And yes, praying them daily will make a very significant difference, not only in your life, but in the life of the kingdom of God, because all of them help to build the kingdom of God in wonderful ways. Every day you pray makes a difference, and it makes a much bigger difference than you realize, whether or not you see the results. Many times you may not see the results, not in this lifetime, but the fact is praying every day and praying the word and the will of God makes a big difference every single day. Father, thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for all of us that are listening. Thank you for the church of Jesus Christ. Thank you for us as a nation as well. Help us as the church and as a nation to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, again, of course, that was praying the Ten Commandments. Again, that's one of the 10 prayers found on the Kingdom Prayers resource prayer tool. And again, I would encourage you, please email us at jparker@afa.net to get the Kingdom Prayers prayer tool, a great prayer tool to help you pray much more fruitfully and productively. We've been looking today at the topic, God's Word, Wisdom and Grace for All of Life. Again, we do hope that you will email us to get some of the prayer resources for you to use for yourself and your family, but also to pass on to others so that we can be co-workers in doing the work of making disciples. Hope you'll do that. Once again, jparker@afa.net. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.